three, Leafs are away at center. White dropping for Kubina, closing in on a shot, scores! Pavel Kubina! Holy mackinac, the Leafs win it in overtime.
Pavel Kubina with the goal, Joe Bowen the call on AM 640 Toronto Radio as the Leafs beat Ottawa 4-3. Kubina is one of four players to score four overtime goals over the past two seasons and the only defenseman. Overtime was becoming commonplace for the Leafs.
Here's Gianta racing out the other way. Two on one. Gianta slapped it off the glove of Koskela and they score! 11.4 seconds to go and Johnny Oduya with the overtime winner.
Matt Laughlin, the call on WFAN in New York as Johnny Oduya scored in the waning moments of OT for a 3-2 Devils win in what was Toronto's seventh straight overtime game, equaling the NHL record set by Edmonton in the 03-04 season. New Jersey goalie Martin Brodeur continues his pursuit of Terry Sawchuk's shutout record.
Clearing attempt knocked out by Knubel, still onside, but the fire's in front. Knubel was stopped by Brodeur at point blank range. How does this guy do it?
That is illegal right there to stop a puck like that.
4 seconds left. The Devils clear, and Marty Brodeur is going to record the 100th shutout of his NHL career as the Devils blank the Flyers 3-0.
Tim Saunders and Chris Therrien with the call on WIP in Philadelphia as Brodeur denied Mike Knubel for one of his 27 saves in reaching the century mark for shutouts. Brodeur is now three behind Sawchuk's all-time record. Michael Hanzu spearheaded the Kings' comeback against Dallas.
Puck to Hanzu's in the corner. Feeds it out to Johnson at the blue line. He winds a shot. Deflected wide. Hanzu's the wraparound. Score! 17,430 Kings fans here at Staples are going mad here tonight. What a comeback. Michael Hanzus wins the game in overtime with his hat trick goal.
Nick Nixon, the call on KTLK 1150 in Los Angeles as Hanzus was the hero. Trailing 3-0, Hanzus opened the scoring and then his hat trick won it in OT for a 5-4 final. No comeback necessary for Nashville against Detroit.
Sullivan in, drifting high, feeds Dumont. Dumont tried to jam it down low. Dumont to the back end. Arnott scores! There's the hat trick for Jason Arnott, and here come the Hats!
Tom Callahan on 104.5 The Zone in Nashville as Jason Arnott's eighth career hat trick finished off the Predators' 8-0 whitewashing of the Wings. Phoenix was busy at the trade deadline, making four deals involving eight players and four draft picks, and one paid immediate dividend.
Turnover to Upshaw in front. He scores! Scotty Upshaw, in his first game as a Coyote, has scored on the power play and tied the game at 1-1.
Bob Heathouse, the call on Extra Sports 910 in Phoenix as Scotty Upshaw helped the Coyotes beat Boston 2-1. Thing is, Upshaw had scored against Boston two nights prior with Philadelphia, making him just the fourth player in NHL history to score in consecutive games against the same opponent, yet playing for different teams in each game. The Coyotes sent Olli Jokinen to Calgary, and the Flames are happy to have him.
Puck goes onto the stick of McGinley, and the Flame captain passing to Camilleri. He steps into the attacking zone to Jokinen, right to the net, the shot, scores! Olli Jokinen with his second goal of the period, and the Flames have a 3-0 lead.
Peter Maher, the call on Sports Radio 960 The Fan in Calgary as Jokinen highlighted the Flames' 5-1 win over the Flyers. Jokinen is the first player in Flames history to score two goals in the first period of his first game with the club. And earlier in the week, it was a milestone night for Calgary captain Jerome McGinley. He had 5 points in an 8-6 loss to Tampa Bay and eclipsed Theo Fleury's team scoring record of 830 points. He also scored his 400th NHL goal. Peter Maher had the calls on Sports Radio 960 The Fan.
McGinley stick handling, pass, side of the net, Moss up front, shoot, scores! Michael Camilleri, McGinley assist, that's 831, a club record! Flames Conroy to the right circle, centers, McGinley shoot, scores! Jerome McGinley, that's 400! Yeah, baby!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.